chance to get back to the Super Bowl. You've got a lot of experience in that regard. How have you been kind of using that experience to help some of the guys that aren't as experienced in these situations?
You know, every year is different, and every circumstance is different. You know, and sometimes you're on teams and, like, you know, you need that. Sometimes you don't. And, you know, sometimes on teams you just let them, like, figure it out. And, you know, I think that's where we're at. You know, I think, you know, all these guys are ready to go. You know, like I had said last week or the week before, you know, if they ask me some questions, you know, I would love to, you know, share some of my experience. But the way we're riding now and, you know, the way our trajectory is, I'm just here as a resource. I'm not, you know, forcing it on anybody. We've all been playing good. And, you know, D-line room, defense, offense, we've all been playing good. So just wanted to keep us, you know, in that same, you know, type of groove. Sometimes, you know, sometimes pressure isn't good for everybody. You know, people react differently from pressure. So, you know, sometimes you just want to alleviate that and just, you know, feed the confidence, let everybody know that we're good enough to play in this game, we're good enough to win this game. And, you know, we just leave it right there. That's all you need. You don't need any extra sauce on it. Let's just go out here and play this game, you know, take it one play at a time.
Mark, there's been a lot of talk about the Bills' ball security and how elite it's been over the last couple of months. As a defensive player, when you picked up that ball the other night and was racing down the field, were you thinking about that, you know, before the punch came to... Were you conscious about ball security as you're running that
on
with the
honestly, I wasn't. I had an inside stunt. I was trying to get in, didn't end up getting inside, and I looked up and DeMar was tackling Lamar, and then the ball just like popped out. So immediately it was like, get the ball, and I just wanted to make sure I got it on the first try, because sometimes, you know, guys try to scoop it and you kind of fumble around. I just wanted to make sure I got a clear recovery. I was able to get it smooth and clean, and then I had it, and I just took off running as fast as I could. And before I could shift to gear three, I started looking up at the scoreboard, and I saw five white jerseys around me. And it was like at that same, like right when I looked up at the scoreboard, I saw five jerseys, and Justice Hill came out of nowhere with the swipe. So, you know, this is how it was supposed to be. That's how the universe wanted it, because, you know, if it wasn't, you know, for me looking up at the scoreboard, who knows? You know, I had like a little cheat sheet. I looked up at the scoreboard and I seen five white jerseys around me. So I just squoze the ball a little bit harder.
How have you seen Kansas City evolve and change the way they do business over the years?
Yes.
Stay at the top of their game.
I wouldn't say they change. I would say they do whatever it takes to win. And that's what I've noticed. You know, even back when I was in Denver playing. You know, Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs and Travis Kelce and Andy Reid and all those guys. If it takes, you know, six touchdowns to win the game, then that's what they'll do. If it's only two, that's what they'll do. They're really just focused on winning the game. And, you know, some years it was over the top, the Tyreek Hill putting up, you know, crazy numbers, and some years it's not. But they still have this ability, no matter what the situation is, to, you know, win those games. We saw it all season. You know, it could be the game-winning kick, you know, them versus Denver the first time, and they were able to get a block. So, you know, they do whatever it takes to win, and, you know, it's respectable. Like, you got to – that's not something that you coach or teach. That's just the lifeblood of the team. And, you know, after you win so many close games like that, like they have, it starts to feed into the confidence, and rightfully so. They've been in those situations time in and time out. And they're doing whatever it takes to win. If that's Pat throwing the ball 100 times, that's what they do. If it's running the ball, that's what they do. If it's defense playing style, Chris Jones coming in, and, you know, all of those guys on defense to get it done, that's what they do. Whatever it takes to win, that's what they're trying to do for sure.
You said then done, but what's the key to corralling Mahomes in the pocket?
I don't know. I wish I had you know, a magic play that we could draw up, and, you know, I would be calling it, you know, every single play. But, you know, he's just one of those players. Like, you, it's kind of like, you know, Kobe. Like, he's going to score his shots. He's going to score his points. No matter if you have two guys on him, one guy on him, no matter if you're playing man zone, if you're rushing him, like, he's going to make plays. You know, we just got to make a few plays, you know, more to him. Got to understand what we're doing, understand how we're rushing. And really all three of these games that we've played in, counting this one coming up with Patrick Mahomes and Bo Nix and Lamar Jackson, all those guys have the ability to take over the game, you know, by themselves, just using their feet. And we just got to know what we're doing up front. That's not being timid and it's not being too aggressive. Just knowing what we're doing, knowing where we're rushing, knowing what we're trying to accomplish, and, you know, understanding that he's going to make plays. We just got to make a few more than he does. Honestly, it was just a conversation. It was just me and him. We just happened to be in Cowboy at the same time. I think he was there for a wedding, and, you know, I was there for a vacation. And, you know, word travels fast, especially when you stand at the same spot. And, you know, I gave him a holler, and I just went over there. And we weren't even talking about football at first. I was just talking about, you know, Josh and, you know, the type of guy that he is and, you know, nerves and, you know, just giving him some of the things that I've relied on to help me get through high pressure situations, because we all have them. And I was just telling, I find peace in knowing that I'm really not in control. I can only control leading up to the game. I can only control how I prepare. I can only control my interaction with my teammates, getting rest. You know, that's all I control, being prepared. When the game starts and it's time to play, I don't have any control over that. And for some people, it might be scary not knowing what's going to happen next, but I find peace in that, knowing that if it's for me, it's for me, and if it's not, it's not. And, you know, we just have this quiet confidence and this quiet belief, not just wishful thinking, but all the things that we've done up until this point, that if it's for us, it's for us, and if it's not, it's not. And that helps me kind of really package things in my mind. If something, you know, bad happens, that's just how it was supposed to be. You know, the universe is leaving clues and signs for us all day long, each and every day, and it's up on us to be able to, you know, decipher that and, you know, really read that. And it's the same here at the football field. All I can do is control, you know, the type of person I am, my preparation, you know, my recovery, being ready to go. And I find peace in knowing that when I step on that field, like, this is just how it's supposed to be. The ball in the Ravens game, we had three guys around. It was Q Jeff, and we had Smoot right here, and the ball just, boom, sat there flat, and it just was screaming at me, pick me up, man. Like, it just pick me up, run with me. And I reached down, and so many times you fumble that ball. I've been in that situation before where you kind of bobble that ball, and it takes you a second to get it. And it just stuck to my gloves, and I'm running with it, and I'm running as fast as I could, and I look up at the scoreboard, I see five white jerseys, and Justice Hill comes out of nowhere to try to swipe it. 9 times out of 10, that ball is gone. It's just, you know, that's just how things were supposed to be. You know, I had a lot of good rushes this season. A lot of those great rushes didn't end up being sacks. Like, you just package that. That's just how it was supposed to be. And, you know, I'm kind of paraphrasing, you know, what I was telling Josh, but, you know, I find peace in knowing that no matter what I do in the game, that's just how it's supposed to be. And it's super dope to have conversations like that and to be a conduit from, you know, the universe to, like, send that message to him. I take a whole lot of pride in that. And for him to be receptive of it is super cool. And, you know, we're still writing our story. And, you know, if it's for us, it's for us. And if it's not, it's not. Well, we have that quiet confidence through preparation and the belief of all the situation that we believe that we've been in, that, you know, it's for us.
Was there a point in your career that you came to this mindset where you were like, I'm just going to let it go and see what happens?
I mean, I'm still, like, working on it. I think, you know, humans, we all deal with consistency issues. You know, you might be good at year one, year two, year three, year four. Well, you know, and sometimes it just, you know, falls off the tracks and you just kind of got to build yourself back up. And year 14, I've been in the highest of the highs and I've been in the lowest of the lows. And I've been injury issues, off the field stuff. I've been in each and every situation that you can possibly be in. And for me to compartmentalize all of those good things and all of those bad things, this is just part of my story and this is how it's supposed to be. I'm taking it one day at a time. I'm controlling everything that I possibly can. My intentions are to be the best teammate, the best person on and off the football field, to go out there and get 10, 12 sacks and prepare with that same intention. And, you know, everything else that happens outside of that, that's just how it was supposed to be.
Vaughn, you mentioned quiet confidence. Josh Allen talked about the anxiety early on in his career in the postseason. How do you see the quiet confidence in
I think it just comes with experience too, like being in those situations. Like, you can't really work through those nerves or that anxiety without, you know, doing it. And Josh is the same way. You know, he's played in an AFC Championship game, we played in divisional, he's won games, lost games, had a whole bunch of yards, didn't have a lot of yards, had a lot of yards, lost the game, didn't have a lot of yards, win the game, like made the game winning throw, made the game losing throw, however it goes. He's been in all of those situations, and all it really does is just it calluses the mind and just builds that quiet confidence, knowing that I'm controlling everything that I can control and I'm doing everything in my power to win the game. And after you reach that point, you kind of just let go. You kind of just surrender, you know, to the outcome. Like, and that's a great place to be for me, especially knowing that I'm in the best shape that I could possibly be. You know, I'm doing everything that I could possibly do. And sometimes things happen. Sometimes I'm trying my hardest to get a sack and it doesn't happen. Sometimes I'm just in the right place at the right time and the quarterback, he just falls in my lap. Like, you know, it happens for quarterbacks the same way. And all you can do is just control what you can control, especially at this stage. And anxiety and the nerves come from not feeling like you're ready to go and not feeling like you're prepared. I can deal with the nerves and anxiety of playing in the AFC Championship game or the stadium or the crowd. Like, those are all like natural things. You know, the nerves that we can control is feeling like you're prepared, feeling like you're recovered, you know, breathing life into your teammates, you know, breathing life into the coaches too, because they need confidence, just like we need confidence too, controlling all of those little things. And, you know, after that, you just kind of let go and, you know, that sack just falls in your lap and, you know, that ball just falls right in the breadbasket for a touchdown.
At this time of year, obviously it's about team accomplishment, but you have a chance to advance to the Super Bowl with your third team. What would that mean to you, just in terms of personal accomplishment?
I mean, it'd be dope. You know, that's what I came here to do, is to be, you know, part of, you know, history. You know, we've been to a lot of Super Bowls, never won it. These Bills fans, they deserve it. I know a lot of fan bases across the whole world feel like they deserve it, but the only perspective that I have is here with Bills Mafia, and I've seen it. I've seen them work, and I've seen my teammates work, and, you know, I've seen all the things that we've done to get to this point. And you remember those things, and it motivates you, and it inspires you. And I feel like the games are won, you know, before the game, the moments before the game, and we're doing everything that we possibly can do to make that happen. And, you know, if it's for me, it's for me. If I celebrate like I knew it was going to happen, you know, 10 years ago. And, you know, if it's not, it's not. And I'm still going to continue to try to, you know, make that happen for us. But, you know, I'm the most optimistic person that we are this side of the Mississippi. So you already know what I'm thinking when it comes to questions like that.
You said last week that Terrell shared a quote about man in the river. Did he share anything or have a message this week?
Not yet. We're still going, but I've been so impressed with Terrell Bernard, you know, third year in the league, middle linebacker. He's commanding the whole defense. He's the sole captain on that side of the ball. And he's wrangling these guys up from, you know, you got all different types of personalities. And he's coming in. He's getting everybody together. He's the communicator on defense. He's the guy that breathes life in the guys as far as quotes and all this stuff. And I've been super impressed with Terrell Bernard. Like I said, out of 99 things, if it's 100 things, he's good on 99 of them. I just still don't understand why he went to Baylor. That's really the only thing that you can say bad about the guy. But other than that, like, he's the type of guy that you want on your football team. He's the type of guy that you want calling the defense. He's the type of guy that, you know, you just want on your side, whether that's on the football field or off the football field. He's a great human being.
It's been snowing in New Orleans. Some sign, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. I know it's a dome though, so it's good. But I like those signs too. Thanks for bringing that to my attention. You know, maybe that snow's coming from Buffalo. We still gotta play the game. And that was another piece too, as far as, like, you know, where we're at this point in the career. The media, they do a great job of really promoting the game with podcasts, interviews, and, you know, with sports betting, this team's supposed to do all of this. Like, that's all good, and it creates excitement. It drives eyeballs to the game, but you still got to go out there and play the game. So with all the dreams and aspirations that we got, it's won on Sunday at 6:30.